Walk through the tight aisles at Jim Reed Books, and you soon realize this isn't your ubiquitous big box bookstore.
These are mystery writers, thrillers, with a stop for what we call the bondage section. It's James Bond books and movies and stuff.
Owner Jim Reed points out a leather-bound copy of Dracula, limited edition books, movie posters.
And needle stuff going way, way back. 1873 September issue of Godey's Ladies Books has patterns. It has serials in it. That was soap operas back then.
Reed operates a store in downtown Birmingham and counts himself among the little guys who add spice and flavor to the city center. He says any large project like the Northern Beltline will create change, specific changes he doesn't know. Reed mentions his grandfather's general store in rural Tuscaloosa County. It went belly up when a new highway diverted traffic. Still, Reed believes we should value the good the Northern Beltline could do, but also
be sensitive about the bad that it will do, because it will do both good and bad things.
One person concerned about those potential bad things is Birmingham City Councilwoman Valerie Abbott. She was one of just two city council members to vote against a resolution supporting the Northern Beltline. She's concerned new development along the route will prompt some business owners to leave the city of Birmingham.
People are interested in convenience, and if they somehow feel that they can avoid the congestion of the city and be out on the fringe and it suits their business to do that, then they'll move.
Fran Gaccio doesn't see it that way. She's interim president of Operation New Birmingham, which promotes economic development in the city's downtown area. While the organization has taken no position, Gaccio doesn't believe new development along the Northern Beltline poses competition.
We have 80,000 people working in the city center, and we believe it's going to continue to be a hub into the city center.
Glenn Weisbrod tends to agree. He's president of the Boston-based consulting firm Economic Development Research Group. He's studied highway bypasses across the country.
No significant city has had its downtown killed by a beltline.
Weisbrod says a highway will change development patterns, but it's not a zero-sum game. That is, new business isn't just a reshuffling within a metro area. Plus, why go through the hassle to relocate?
Clearly, anyone who's going through the bother, it's because their quality of life is better or their business is more productive because it can now serve a larger trade area.
Back at Jim Reed Books in downtown Birmingham, Reed says large businesses have nothing to worry about from the Northern Beltline, but he fears small-time shop owners like him could slip through the cracks.
Isn't there a way we could do a beltway and still keep all the little guys? I don't know the answer, and I'm sure nobody else does either, or they would have figured it out. But what is that line from Death of a Salesman? Attention must be paid.
Seems overall, a Northern Beltline does not mean the death of a downtown. Individual mileage may vary. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.